Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth, and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
Yes, Father, in Christ Jesus, I stand before you. I am in Christ. Christ is my righteousness. And I stand here knowing that I was crucified with Christ and raised as a new creation in his resurrection. Jesus is my advocate and represents me before you, O Ancient of Days. I worship you with all of the angels in heaven. You are awesome, and I thank you for your love for people. Right now I plead the case as I stand in Christ. I know that I speak as Jesus. And Jesus would say that he is the people. And as I am standing in Christ, I say, I am the people, and I pray on behalf of the people across this world, every man, woman, and child. And in spite of the complexities of all of the evil and the stuff that goes on in this world, I can say that all of the people are redeemed because Christ Jesus died for them and they died with him. All people, and that is every man, woman, and child of every generation of all time, were all crucified with Jesus. All were crucified, all died with Jesus on that cross, and the old creation died. And the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for everyone. Everyone. The blood of Jesus was shed for every man, woman, and child of all generations, of all time, and all sin was washed away, and the blood of Jesus keeps everyone cleansed of all sin and cleansed of all unrighteousness. And we were all born of your Spirit, Father, by the resurrection power of Christ Jesus, and we were made one spirit with him. And Christ Jesus is our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. And I thank you. I thank you that your Holy Spirit of grace and truth and your power is at work in this world, speaking to every man, woman, and child alive in this world right now, across this world, across this planet, and revealing unto them the reality of their redemption in and through Jesus. And in the light of this revelation, they learn and know the truth of all things. And the witchcraft and evil hypnosis of this world is broken from off of their minds, from off of their lives. This anointing of your Holy Spirit and your power is at work in them and destroys every yoke of slavery to the systems and illusions of this world. These yokes are obliterated and the people are set free in Jesus' name, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And I thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit and your power, your grace, your work in every person, because every person is valuable to you. For Jesus died for every person, and every person died with Jesus. And Jesus rose for every person, and every person rose with him. And we are a new creation. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your grace at work in all these people everywhere. Your grace, your power at work to guide these people, to help them make the decisions and go through the transition as they enter into their freedom. A new terrain, a new way of living, a new outlook on life. And it's not easy. It can be scary. But I know your grace is with people to help them make that decision as they learn to trust you. Now I know that the accuser of the brethren will say, well, they have made decisions and they chose to be enslaved to the systems of this world. But the scripture says that Lucifer was cast out of heaven, and since that day all the authority, and all authority comes from God, and all authority that was delegated to Lucifer was taken off him. And since then he has no authority, he has no right. He has no right to enter or influence or do anything in this physical world. And therefore, even though people make decisions, and even though Satan has attempted to disclose his intentions to people in this world, and they've made their choices, and Satan would, as the accuser of the brethren, lay claim to having power over these people because they made their choice to yield to him. I declare today in this heavenly court, before you, O Ancient of Days, before you, Father, I declare that the disclosure that the spiritual forces of darkness have given has never been complete, has never been forthright, has always been partial, has always been deceptive, and has always been fragmented. And therefore I declare that all of these disclosures are part of a nullified contract, and therefore these contracts will not stand. And I decree that these people are let go, that these people are set free, because Satan has no right to bring any accusations against the people. Satan has no right to influence people in this world, and he must let the people go. And just like it was in those days when Moses went up to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go," I state with the voice of Jesus here in this heavenly court today, let my people go. They are the redeemed, and Satan, you have no right over them. Let go of the people. Your contracts are nullified with them. You've only deceived and tricked people. And yes, they made decisions, and it was uninformed consent. Even though they may have given consent, they were not informed, not fully informed, because the disclosures were incomplete and therefore illegal. Illegal in heaven and illegal here on earth. So I declare that they are forbidden in heaven and forbidden on earth. And just as Jesus said, whatever you forbid on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And so it is. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus right now. I decree that people must be set free from illegal contracts with the forces of darkness all over this world in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power and the anointing that sweeps across this world everywhere and is setting people free as the truth is revealed to them about everything and anything that goes on in this world. Truth. Setting them free. I also, in addition to that, declare that those of the holy angelic armies of heaven equipped and appointed for this task are deployed in the earth with the mission to enforce this decree upon the spiritual forces of darkness everywhere, everywhere, everywhere in the name of Jesus. Now, I will also present to you, Father, that there are people in this world who've hardened themselves against your truth, who've done despite unto your Holy Spirit, who've trampled upon the blood of Jesus, knowing what they were doing. They've turned themselves to become reprobate. Some of them have even committed themselves to believe in a satanic creed. They have pursued their lust for wealth, but more, even more so for power and control. They have ardently worked. They've worked hard to execute their plans in this world, to try and gain superiority or advantage over the weaker, over the people who were unsuspecting. They've used their position of trust, and they've abused the people. They have murdered people. They've committed mass murder and genocide. And it is for these people who are unrepentant and unwilling to change and are intent upon causing harm and injury to people in this world and to this planet that I declare that these people, their sin is retained unto them, their wickedness returns upon their own heads. And they are released, they are delivered unto Satan for the destruction of their flesh, that their spirits might still be saved. And I also decree that they are immediately, with immediate effect, are removed from their position of influence, so they can no longer cause any harm or injury to people or this world or this planet. Yes, they too have a freedom of choice, but they can exercise their freedom and free will and freedom of choice in a room somewhere on their own without having any effect upon other people or this planet. In the name of Jesus, I decree this, and this decree must be honored in all of heaven and in all of earth. And now, Father, I praise you and I thank you for the victory in Christ Jesus, and that in Jesus we always triumph, even if it's sometimes two steps forward and one step back. I know that by your power, by your grace, we are more than conquerors. I thank you right now for the victory that we will see in this world. And we are the generation who will see the people in the true freedom wherewith you, Lord Jesus, has set them free. Even 2,000 years ago, we're still catching up, but by your grace we will. And I thank you for victory, victory over every war in this world, victory over corrupt financial systems in this world, victory over false news media, whether it be mainstream or alternative. Your victory, Lord Jesus, your victory over all of that. As the truth goes forth, as you reveal the truth to each and every person everywhere, thank you. Thank you for victory. And I thank you also, your holy angelic armies of heaven, equipped and appointed for this task and purpose, are at work in this world to bring provisions to people everywhere, everywhere. I know that you will bring fairness to everyone, everywhere. I thank you right now, Father, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that even money and wealth and riches is coming to everyone, everywhere. All of those people who are standing up for truth, for righteousness, for love, and for the value of life and the liberty and freedom of the people. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your victory, Lord.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.